This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, a Friday edition of The Drive with Bob and Jeff. This is Jive Talk, and you know what that means. I think our listeners are starting to get it with Jive Talk. This has been a good week for Jive Talk. Lots of calls.
It's been all right. I thought we had.
No, it's been a really.
We had games at 5 o'clock on Friday.
What games?
Who sang it or NBA Recall?
Oh, no. No, it's Jive Talk.
No, when do we play NBA Recall?
We don't. 869-1240.
Yeah, we do.
The Tabs Locker Room Hotline. Don't forget at 540 today, we'll have a mystery guest for five questions as Jeff continues to look for off-the-beaten-path guests to come on the show. He's got a good one today. Our condolences to one of our loyal listeners, Jeremy. He calls the show quite often. Our condolences go out to him for a loss that he's suffered this week. And Jeremy, we're thinking of you here on The Drive. Jason joins us. Jason, you're on the show. How are you?
I'm well, gentlemen. I'm well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, so I listened to Joanna and you guys talk about journalism and so to speak, and kind of the loss of the City League. And my son wants to be a journalist. And I was an aspiring journalist, and I chose education because, you know, that's where the money is.
Yeah.
So what do I tell my son who wants to be a journalist?
You tell him to keep plugging through. Newspapers may not be doing well, but other aspects of journalism are holding in there. And you tell him that we need journalists more than ever and to not lose sight of what he wants to do.
It just seems that, I mean, it's like we're losing the art to some degree. It's more about sensationalism, and that saddens me a little bit.
Well,
not so much
the day McClatchy, I'm so outspoken now that I'm gone. Why not? The day McClatchy purchased the Wichita Eagle from Knight Ridder, that paper started to go downhill at that very moment because McClatchy also owns the Kansas City Star, and they pretty much combine them, especially with the sports coverage. I mean, I look at the Wichita Eagles sports section some days, and there's more Kansas City news in it than there is Wichita news. It's maddening to a guy like me who spent my entire career at a paper I loved. You get it, Jason?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we don't get to hear as much about individual City League games and some of the rivalries.
How are the Friends Falcons doing, by the way? What's going on
Nobody
in junior
knows.
College basketball? It's like it doesn't exist. It's shameful. And I say that not to attack anyone personally, okay? Except the shareholders and board members at McClatchy.
Don't disagree. The coverage we see in the Eagle is no longer Wichita based. And it's sad because I used to depend on the Eagle. It used to be something that I would turn to and, oh, what happened? I mean, I know we've got, you know, Max Preps and Kansas Preps and some of that, but it's nice to hear people that actually know Wichita and the Wichita area and hearing that. So I appreciate the show.
Thank you.
Some of the other morning shows. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jason. We appreciate it. I think it's worthy of continued discussion. I think that decades of work can't just disappear. You can't just say, okay, well, we don't have the manpower to do this anymore. There has to be a way.
It's just not a priority for...
Well, I'm not saying that even. I'm saying there's a way to combine forces to still preserve the record book that's existed for... When did the City League form? 1958?
Right, and I mean, it's unfortunate. Because in 30 years, people will be even more curious about what was going on now.
I don't know how the kids do it today, but when I can't find a score or coverage or a box score or a quote, I don't know.
Finish the sentence.
What do you mean finish the sentence?
What do you do? What's the end of the sentence?
I give up.
Okay.
So I begin to lose touch. And I would love to hear more from high school coaches, what are we going to do? We can't just, this can't be what it is.
I don't like.
This cannot be what it is.
I don't like bringing that subject up with people because it makes, it's, these the people at the Eagle, we both spend a lot of time there.
This isn't personal. And I'm done saying that.
Well, then I'm done saying that about Harold Baines. So are we good?
Don't attack Harold Baines.
I'm not.
This isn't personal toward anyone that works at the newspaper. The high school writer right now, Hayden Barber, is working as many hours as I ever did to try to cover high school athletics. He's been given a terrible deadline situation and no one to help him. All right? That's the difference. That's what I'm talking about. And you can't just say, well, we kept all these records for the City League for 60 years, but now we're just, we're done. You can't do that. There has to be a collaborative effort to retain that and to build on it.
No, I would agree with you.
Eric is next on the drive. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Bob, not to get you any more fired up, but as a parent, I have every box score from my son's freshman year, sophomore year, and this year, I got nothing.
I hear you. It's yeah. Troubling, Eric, and I'm going to talk about it on this show. And I would talk about it even if I were still working at the Wichita Eagle. Because, again, I don't hold the Wichita Eagle accountable for this. I hold McClatchy accountable for this.
You're a good man. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks, Eric. I don't know if it makes me a good man, but it's frustrating as all get out.
I know, but did people read high school coverage?
Who cares? We didn't used to care. And not that we shouldn't care, but when your whole product is driven by, well, who's reading it? I get that, obviously. But when we put out a product that covered everything, major college, professional, high school, junior college, small college, pro sports, everything that happened in and around Wichita, then it's a smorgasbord of sports coverage. Right?
Something for everybody is what you're telling me.
Right.
Well, now they just want people to read as one thing as much as possible. Give me one story
it's
that people will read.
It's a bad business model. And now people are going to say, what does this clown know about business? I'm telling you what I think I know about
business. I don't know if it's a good or bad business model. I don't know.
Okay. Today on the – where are we? Today on the sports section front. We got a story on Ron Baker being released. Okay. We got a story on the Shockers. Okay. We got a big day of action on Tap for Hoops. We break down each game, what's going to happen. Okay. Okay.
So today's was good. Not a good
it's
example.
Okay.
Well, we got all local writers, right? Wasn't that Taylor, Hayden, and
yeah, we cover K-State and KU. We, the Wichita Eagle does. They cover
still
KU.
A wee for you.
It's not the same. The high school sports coverage, which is near and dear to me and will always be, is not the same, and I believe there's a way to figure things out so that we can still provide, in some way or another, the historical record-keeping that's so important to this league.
I agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've agreed with me about 12 times in this discussion. Why doesn't that happen more often?
Well, I want the same thing. I go looking for these scores, too. I still care about – I loved covering City League and high school basketball. It was my favorite thing to cover, and I'd like to still be connected to it, but I'm not.
Our friend Jay Means, who's the director of the City League, what's the title?
Athletic director.
The athletic director for the City League. Give us a call, Jay. I don't have your number. Dennis, you're next. How are you?
Yeah, I tell you what, I really miss the newspapers and being able to read the box scores and a news story. You run off several stories that are in there today. However, those stories have been in there for a week. I mean,
they've been online
they're online for a week or two. There's nothing new about the stories. And since I'm an old-timer, boy, do I remember back in the 50s when we had the Eagle and the Beacon and couldn't wait until Saturday morning, especially the Beacon, would have times, and you'd look in there to see if you were in one of the pictures.
Well, I actually worked for the Wichita Eagle and Beacon until the Beacon became no longer in 1980. So, I know what it was like to work at a newspaper that had a morning edition and an afternoon edition, Dennis.
Boy, I tell you what, just newspapers, I mean, I like holding and reading a newspaper. I mean, a laptop is fine and everything, but, gee, I like reading that.
I hear you, but we're of a generation that is not relevant to that industry any longer, Dennis.
And for Jeff, Harold Baines, quit knocking on him. You know what got him over the hump?
Nothing.
Folks in the Hall of Fame?
Cronyism. What?
The greatest Afro ever in the major league.
There you go. Oscar Gamble had the greatest.
I don't remember Harold Baines ever having an Afro.
Harold had an Afro.
Harold Baines had an Afro.
Reggie
Jackson couldn't touch him either.
Well, Oscar Gamble could, Dennis. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 869-1240. We'll play a little NBA recall next, after this next break. You good with that?
Or who sang it?
Nah, I don't want to play who sang
Can
it.
Can I play who sang it and you play
I'm
NBA
on, I'm
recall?
I'm on a roll on NBA recall.
You've won once
I'm
going
to stick with NBA recall until you beat me.
Well, which will be today. And
we'll see. If it is today, then next week you get to call the game. You good with
that? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's how
it works.
The
previous week's winner calls the game.
Yes.
Good.
Don't forget tomorrow night, some of us with the show, yours truly, Jeff, Max, Ryan, and then Jason Duda. We'll be out at Side Pockets at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to come by and say hi and rap a little bit, we'd love that. How'd you like that, rap a little bit?
I loved it.
See,
I think some people will be out there to see me?
Jeff, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I doubt it. Jonathan, hello, you're on the show. Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go,
happy Rusev Day.
Go Rock Coppers, and happy Rusev Day, Jonathan.
That's right.
I didn't mean to step on you there. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. No. I mean, we're of one mind, so it's not a problem. So, it's TLC this weekend. Can't say we're super excited about that.
No.
Women's match, okay. Beyond that, what's the point?
Oh, just a terrible product lately. Just absolutely brutal.
It is. And speaking of what's the point.
Then let's not talk about it. How about that?
Bob, we're going to rile you up here a little bit. Not intentional, but you just can't help yourself. Something's going to be dangled out in front, and you're just going to bite. And here's what it's going to be. So it's the digital version of the Eagle. My wife really wants a subscription because she likes the story. So I got to do a little research. Do you know how much it costs per month to get a digital subscription to the Eagle?
I do not.
It is more than my Spotify account. It is more than my Hulu account. Now, it is $12.99 a month to subscribe to the Eagle. In digital terms, that is some rarefied air. That is premium of premium content. How can I justify that when I can purchase, when I can subscribe to Hulu or even Spotify for less money?
Well, it's a matter of, do you want to be informed about what's going on locally? To me, this is all very confusing right now, what we're going through. Get back to me in 5 years. I'll be able to look at things. But right now, the newspaper industry is in a free fall. I want to see where we are in 5 years. Then I'll be able to answer your questions better.
That's a fair statement. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jonathan. I appreciate it. Ed's next. Hello, Ed.
Hi. I wanted to give you a parent's perspective on box scores.
Please do.
My son played homeschool basketball for the Wichita Warriors, did extremely well, and didn't get any college offers, but he exercised a lot of proactivity and went to different schools. And he went over to Coach Mark Potter at Newman and asked for a tryout. And when he introduced himself to Coach Potter knew him right away because Coach Potter had been following the box scores and knew that there was this homeschool kid who was scoring in the 20s on a weekly basis, and that helped him get a position playing basketball for Newman. Without the box scores, I doubt that would have happened.
Well, that's a good story, Ed. I appreciate I appreciate you
And again, the Wichita Warriors, a team that were the box scores were in the paper every time they played.
I can't tell you how many times in my journalism career I was told, and I told others, one of the biggest things we can do in this sports department and in our newspaper as a whole is get as many names in the paper as possible. That's why you saw so many lists and 4-H winners, and you know what I'm saying.
Right, and everybody who scored 15 points in the game that night.
Get the names in the paper because it drives circulation. People want to see that kind of stuff. The big journalism matters, covering City Hall and all that's big, not downplaying that at all, but names in the paper matter.
Right, and it matters to people still to this day. That 20 years ago, their name was in the paper. Do you think in 20 years, people will be saying, oh, I saw my name online once?
Seeing it online does not have the same visceral effect.
Because you yourself can put it online at any time you want.
But we're talking about a facet of yesteryear, unfortunately. Unfortunately, that's the
right.
case.
News. I love. Yeah. Well, but we're old. I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm of the era where I loved reading the newspaper.
Did you really?
Please.
I don't recall you looking at the newspaper.
You're kidding me.
When I was done with the Sunday paper, did I hand it to you and say, here you go?
No, I got it first because I was awake first, and I went out to the...
You were awake before me
on Sunday. I went out
to
the driveway to get it.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever...
Did I read the Sunday... Did I... Please.
To say you were awake first...
I was.
...is crazy.
And I still am.
Let's take a break.
Probably.
When we return, we'll play NBA Recall. Then we have a guest for five questions at 5:40. Coming up on The Drive. Stay with us.